then the weapons were redesigned and to full automatic weapons, and the 20 millimeter, the T-171, the Gatling gun, M-16 rifle, the M-14, 15, and 16 rifle, and some of them in the 223 caliber, and right on up into 30-06 caliber. Then we had right after that, we went into a new type of guns that we still can't talk about today. We just give you an idea as to about the firing rate of some of these guns, and that was on the F-16s, and they had a rate of fire of about 5,000 rounds per minute and would burn up a barrel in almost no time at all. They only used the weapon, or the barrel was replaceable. They only used it for one firing trip. The 30 caliber Aircoup came in about 1940 and 41. They went into the B-18 bombers and B-24s in World War II. And as they were Aircoup, they were much more convenient for using in aircraft than the water coups were, because the water coups, the amount of vibration that you had would begin to leak around the packings, barrel packings, on those. So then they went into the 20 millimeter from that, the full automatic, and in World War II, then in the beginning of peacetime, right after World War II, they had, during the war, they had developed the jet airplane, which had such a speed until the you could not use the type of guns that we had been using in prop-type aircraft. So these had to be redesigned with a higher rate of fire and a much higher muzzle velocity. We'll go back now on some folklore on the way that the people lived back in the mid-1800s or early 1800s, and this is gotten from books and studying warfare and studying hunting tactics and things like that, or the general use of weapons. The rifles, usually bolt-action rifles, were used for your bigger caliber guns and your guns with more range. However, the Model 94 Winchester was a 30, what they call a 30-30, and it was a lever action and would fire about 17 or 18 times without having to unload, but you had to work your lever action. That's the first gun that went up to against the Indian in the Model 1873. It had a brass receiver with a steel barrel on it, and the barrel was rather long. They also had carbines, which was used by the cavalry, and that was in the 30-30. It was also in the 25-20. It was also in the 25-35 and the 35 Whelen.
What difference in hunting practices came about when people began to change from the black powder to the smokeless powder?
The smokeless powder was all in one cartridge. The black powder had to be loaded at one increment at a time. Like, you poured the powder down the barrel, you packed the patch in on that with a ramrod, and then you put a patch around the bullet, pushed it into the muzzle of the rifle, and packed it down in on top of the powder, and then you put a nipple on the nipple underneath the hammer, and then you pull the hammer back, and when that hammer came down on that nipple, it shot fire down through the fire hole in the breech of the gun and set the propellant charge on fire. Now, on the smokeless powder, then we had a while there that the black powder had a while there before they changed over into smokeless powder. Black powder is a flash. It flashes. It is much more dangerous than smokeless powder. It burned at about 5 to 8 times the rate of the smokeless powder. So when they went into and then created a lot of smoke. Now, then when they went into smokeless powder, then they had the cartridges, of course, in the primer, which represented the nipple that was placed on the underneath the hammer. They also the priming charge, which is in the front end of the primer, and you had the little anvil type that in there that when the firing pin hit that primer, the little anvil hit some teeth in there and sparked a spark of fire into the powder in that primer, and then it went out through the fire hole in that primer into the bursting or into the propellant charge within the cartridge case, and the gases start expanding and then push that bullet out of there at the rate of about 2,800 foot per second muzzle velocity with a .30-06 or caliber 270, which gave you a lot more speed of bullet or foot per second speed, a lot more accuracy, and a lot more range. And also you could use any type of a bullet, a soft point bullet, that you wanted to open up in the game to destroy enough tissue to stop it right in its tracks.
So in other words, this change was helpful in the hunting.
The change was helpful in as much as you could fire probably 10 to 15 times as fast, but at the same time, it was not helpful in as much as it destroyed a lot of our game. And people, when they could shoot that fast, they didn't sight, they didn't take their time and place their shots like they could have had they been using black powder, or like they would have had they been using black powder, because they knew they could shoot at it again. Consequently, they missed or crippled a lot of game. They had to track it down if they would go to that much trouble. They also destroyed game, like when the old 45-70 Sharps rifle, that was a lever action using the new type ammunition, was used against the buffalo. People killed thousands of head of buffalo every day, just skinned them, left the carcasses there. Consequently, they destroyed the buffalo herds. And that's what more than whipped the Indian than killing him or shooting him. They just took his food away from him. Now we have the weapons that have been modified or remodified, and some very fine weapons, finest weapons in the world, that we use in our sporting events, Camp Perry. You have thousands of people that go there every year to shoot long range shots with some of the finest rifles in the world, and they take those and to determine the national and international rifle shooting champions of the world. And some of the finest sporting events there that you'll ever see, you'll find at Camp Perry. The Army started that long about 1935, 36, and it got to be a very important thing to a lot of people, just to see how well they could shoot, or to practice and to get to Camp Perry. You had to have a very high score, very high rating, in order to even get there.